It's the Lunch Show with Chad Summers. Fasten your seatbelts for the greatest radio show in the world, ever. And now, the host of the Lunch Show, Chad Summers.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Show, ladies and gentlemen. My name's Chad Summers. I'll be your host today. Thank you for joining us for lunch. If this is your first time, well, stick around, subscribe, become a new member of the club here. Today is January 23rd, 2026, also known as National Handwriting Day. You know, I'd say, well, that would be ridiculous, but we're living in a time where people don't really aren't being taught cursive. I have nieces that I don't even think they know how to write in cursive. And that's just fascinating to me. But yeah, it's a sign of the times, you know, the digital world we live in. Let's jump into the birthdays. Mariska Hargitay, 62. She's also known as a super hottie. She's getting up there in the years, but she still looks pretty good. She was on Law and Order. I think she's still on Law and Order, actually. I think they still make the shows. But, yeah, Richard Dean Anderson, the man, 76, a.k.a. MacGyver. How can you not love MacGyver? My God. Also on this day in history, John Browning was born in 1855 in Ogden, Utah. Now, I must say that my source for this historical news did not find that. Like, I saw that elsewhere. And that's pretty concerning to me. This guy's hugely, hugely historical and had a huge impact on self-defense. Our defense of this country, it's just unbelievable. I saw 123 patents, but I mean, the firearms he designed, the 1911, that's what we, our troops had on their side in World War II, all the way up to like the 70s, maybe even early 80s. I forget the exact dates, but the 50 caliber machine gun, I don't know, just unbelievable stuff. You'd have to do your research. But yeah, happy birthday to that gentleman. Nixon announced the end to the war in Vietnam. That was in 1973. And these three gentlemen passed away on this day. Larry King in 2021, he was 87. Jack LaLanne, super fitness hero, like 96 years old. That was 2011. Johnny Carson, the man, God, 2005, he was 79. I don't know that I would do this show if I wasn't influenced by him. You know, you hear the term influencers. No, that guy was an influencer right there. Johnny Carson. I wouldn't do this show right now if it wasn't for him. So, yeah, major influencer. 1986, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inducted its first class, which included Chuck Berry, Fats Domino, and Elvis Presley. Have you heard of Elvis Presley? I bet you have. Let's jump into the news, the meat of this program here. This one from Page Six. Aaron Rodgers' mystery wife, Brittany. It's B-R-I-T-T-A-N-I. You know, is that Brittany or is it Brittany? I don't know. Potentially identified months after athlete drops major clue. Now, here's the case here, or the situation. He doesn't want to be a celebrity or in the limelight. So why are they talking about her and, you know, trying to bring her into the news? I mean, any show or news program that would do that is just wrong. You know, my goodness. All right. Newsmax, J.D. Vance, pregnant with fourth child. You should see him. He's got this belly. It's crazy. But good. Hey, good luck. Not luck. Or should I say congratulations to J.D. Vance and family. We'll see how that goes. New York Times. Trump rescinds Canada's invitation to join his Board of Peace. The Board of Peace is something the Trump administration has created. I think it's something kind of like NATO. But I guess Canada said some nasty things about the old U.S. of A. And I don't think Trump liked it, so he rescinded the invitation. Now, Spain, on the other hand, declined the invitation. So I don't know what their reasoning was for that declining. But yeah, so interesting stuff. We'll see how that plays out also. Here's one from CNN. What are exploding trees? The winter phenomenon may not be what you think. Really? You mean they don't have gunpowder in them and exploding spontaneously? All right. Obviously, I looked into it. It's just, you know, when water freezes, it expands. These trees have moisture in them, and they expand, and the tree splits. When it splits, it makes a popping noise. That's what it is. Fascinating stuff, CNN. Thank you so much for that. Here's one from Fox News. And this is ridiculous. Indiana judge shooting. Police arrest three on attempted murder charge. Two others in custody. Excuse me. The judge and his wife survived this. And, you know, they sound like they're positive, like trying to stay positive and saying that, you know, the U.S. has the best judicial system in the world. And I guess he's going to carry on with his position. But yeah, that's ridiculous. You should see the people that have been arrested. Some real winners there. That's like glass. It's terrifying, the people that walk the streets of this country. Well, I'm telling you, absolutely terrifying what they're capable of doing. Here's one from the Weather Channel. Winter storm with catastrophic south ice. Heavy snow from Texas to Northeast to affect over 230 million. This is going to affect everything. Here's the subheading. This historic. That's what they said. Historic. Wow. This historic storm will spread destructive ice and heavy snow over 34 states through Monday. In the South, Midwest, and Northeast, including a potential nor'easter. Here is the very latest forecast, which I'm not going to cover. But yeah, that sounds pretty big. I don't think it's going to hit me here in the Southeast of the U.S. of A. Thank goodness. I really don't need that. I think it's going to get cold, though. Which is fine. I can't be picky. Sky News Australia. Gavin Newsom blamed for, quote, failing Hollywood industry after a 20% drop in TV and film. This is just in 1 year, too. Look, this can't go unnoticed. I mean, if you're older than, let's say, 30, you know the movies that we used to make here, you know, in Hollywood. And movies like Forrest Gump, Jaws, the list just goes on. The great movies. My God. Scorsese, Goodfellas. Just a ton of great movies. E.T. 16 Candles. I mean, there's just tons. Now, what are we making? What movies, what good movies are coming out? They're not. They're just not. And if I go to a movie, this is something I do with my mom. She treats me to a movie, and it's very sweet of her. And the ones that are only worth watching are the biopics. But the trailers to the other movies are just ridiculous. I mean, just not even worth driving to a theater. Not even when they come out on Netflix or whatever, it's not even worth watching. So I don't know. I don't know about TV. I don't do cable anymore. But yeah, I just wanted to use that headline to segue into my beliefs on that. I mean, you can't. Everything's getting really, I'm going to say not good nowadays, unfortunately. I don't know what's, I mean, a lot of it has to do with the internet, obviously. But like the dating world, I mean, young people have serious dating problems. And same with middle-aged people. Here's one from Reuters. Russia, Ukraine to tackle land dispute at UAE talks. No sign of compromise. The only way this can be resolved is if Zelensky coughs up some land. Because Putin's not going to do it. He's lost 250,000 Russian soldiers. That's disgusting. But he might be like, okay, well, I'm not going to lose that many people and come up empty-handed, you know. And Zelensky, I'm sure, is thinking, no, there's no way we're going to accept losing anything. So I don't know. I think Trump's trying to convince Zelensky to just suck it up and take a loss. And I don't know that Zelensky's having it. So the meat grinder continues. It's disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. But we've got good news, because we always have good news at the lunch show. It's the last article of every show. We've always done that since the first episode years ago. Before we do that, I just want to say subscribe, thumbs up, share, tell your friends and family about the show. We're not going anywhere, so you might as well climb aboard. We're going to be here for years and years, and we'll get you up to speed on what's going on. That's what the whole purpose of the show is. That's the scope of the show, is how you would say that. You know, listen to the show, 10, 15 minute episode, boom, you're ready to go out socializing and have an idea of what's going on. So yeah. And one of those things, I didn't cover it, but I guess a 5-year-old kid that the left is saying was taken by ICE. Well, yeah, the kid's dad was a criminal, illegal alien. And so they had to take the guy, you know, and the kid's 5-year-old kid's sitting there like by himself. Well, they've got to do something with the kid. You know, they have to look after the kid. And that sounds like that's all that was. I don't think they put cuffs on him and like slammed him on the ground, or, you know, it's just ridiculous. But yeah, so that's the big story today, really, as far as what I can tell regarding the ICE stuff. So you need to look into that if you want to, you know, be up to speed on what people are talking about tonight at the bar or the party or wherever you're going. But yeah, let's get this last heading in here. Good News Network. This is great. You actually should go see a picture of this cat. Cat missing for 4 years, reunited with family after cousin sees her on shelter's website. Now, this isn't one of those stories where pet ends up halfway across the country or something crazy. But, you know, usually when you lose your pet, there's a decent chance it's deceased in some fashion or another. Like, especially like a cat or a dog or whatever. I mean, if the Humane Society gets it, they'll probably euthanize it. But this particular cat ended up in a shelter. I think this was in Vermont. And this girl in 2017 adopts this cat. And in 2021 or 22, the cat gets out and gets away and is gone for like 4 years. Well, this lady's cousin sees this cat on TV. On a shelter's website, and immediately recognizes the cat because it's got a white mustache that is really unbelievable. I'm kind of jealous. I wish I had a white mustache like that. You know, it's kind of like a Wilford Brimley mustache. But yeah, you got to go check it out at Good News Network. But that's amazing. And, you know, this made me think my sister rescued a dog, and the dog actually bolted the other day, and they had to go on a manhunt for this dog, on a dog hunt for this dog. But they found him, you know, down the road somewhere. But I told him, you need to get your dogs chipped. And that's the same way with you. Get your cat chipped, get your dog chipped, get your kids chipped, you know, your parents, whatever. But yeah, chipping's good. It works. I've covered a lot of stories where people's pets end up halfway across the country and they're found and chipped and returned home. Unbelievable how far your pet can end up if it gets away. But yeah, we're going to call that the episode. Keep listening to the show. Tell your friends about us. Go have fun this weekend without the drinking and driving. That's just going to, you're going to go backwards. If you get a DUI, you're going to, you're not going to like, you're supposed to climb in life, you know, and grow. You get a DUI, you're going backwards. I'm sorry. You're digging a hole. Some people never come out of it. We all know these people that have like 4 or 5 DUIs. And, you know, they'll get a DUI and then they'll just keep driving with a suspended license like a freaking idiot. And then they get another one, and then they end up in jail. So then they have a jail. I don't know if, you know, it's misdemeanor or felony. I'm not sure. I've never been down that road. But they have a history of doing time for DUI. How do you get a job? I don't know. It's just not worth it. It's really not. Drink all you want. Just like DD it. That's not even realistic, you know. You get a DD. I'm not talking about a drunk driver. I'm talking about a designated driver. But often the designated drivers, like, when you're out with them, they're like, you know what, I'm just going to have one. And that turns into, like, 4 plus a couple shots. And then your DD goes from designated driver to the drunk driver. Not good. Just do ride share. Or a cab. Cabs are coming back. I'm seeing them more and more, actually. I think because the rates are going up on the rideshare. I've literally, in the past month or so, seen like 4 or 5 different cab companies. They're small companies, but they're out there. I think they're coming back a little bit. But yeah, take care of yourself. Keep pressing on in your life. And peace out.
All right, folks, that's it for the lunch show today. Don't forget to come back every Tuesday and Friday for new episodes. And don't forget to like, share, tweet, subscribe, friend, listen, email, and tell your friends and family about us. We need every single one of y'all. Thank you in advance for your support, and I hope y'all have an awesome day.
You just listened to the Lunch Show.